The Yue, or men's house, is the dominant building in the settlements of the Asmat in southwestern New Guinea. At 4 to 6 meters in height and sometimes more than 100 meters in length, it stands out from the much smaller family homes surrounding it. Their impressive size underscores the important role it plays in the Asmat community. Every village has at least one men's house, while larger towns may have several. The long side of the building always faces the river, the main traffic route for Asmat villages. The construction on stilts protects against moisture. On the side facing the river, the building has a veranda and several entrances, while the side facing the forest generally has just a single exit. The exhibit shown here is just a section of a men's house from the small village of Ach. It was originally 46 meters long and 6.5 meters wide. It was abandoned in 1993 once it had become dilapidated. The objects stored inside, weapons, tools and musical instruments, are part of the traditional inventory of an Asmat men's house.
In the Yue, the men congregate, discuss matters of cultural and ritual importance, and teach younger boys about the spiritual world of their ancestors. Women are granted access only in exceptional cases. But the Yue is more than just a gathering place for the men. It is the social and spiritual center of Asmat culture. The men's house unites the sacred world and the profane. More than anything else, it illustrates the supreme importance of the ancestors in the life of the Asmat. A visual expression of the close bonds between Asmat men and their ancestors is provided by the imposing, carefully carved ancestral columns, which are set up in a long row in the middle of the Yue. Each clan has its own fireplace with an attendant ancestral column. As such, the men's house reflects the social organization of the Asmat and, in particular, the importance of descent groups. After the Indonesian occupation of Western New Guinea in 1963, all Yue were destroyed and ritual ceremonies were suppressed by the war regime. These repressive policies were later relaxed, and since the 1970s, the Asmat are again allowed to build their men's houses and perform their communal rituals. The Yue is no longer the focal point of daily life for Asmat men, but it remains their ritual and spiritual center. Despite the influence of Christian missionizing, they have maintained their special bond with their ancestors to this day.